Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Let It Go: Downsizing Your Way to a Richer, Happier Life by Peter Walsh is a practical nonfiction guide focused on the emotional and logistical challenges of downsizing possessions. Walsh writes from the perspective of someone who has personally gone through the process of sorting a family home and dividing inherited belongings, which gives the book a grounded and realistic tone. The book is not a broad minimalism manifesto. Instead, it is specifically about what happens when people must make difficult decisions about furniture, keepsakes, family heirlooms, and the accumulated objects of a lifetime. Its purpose is to help readers reduce overwhelm, make clearer choices, and approach downsizing as a constructive transition rather than a loss. The advice is designed for people selling a home, merging households, or helping aging parents move. But the underlying lessons also apply to anyone trying to define what is worth keeping and why. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, downsizing is a life transition, not just a cleaning project. A central idea in the book is that downsizing is a life event with emotional consequences, not simply an organizational task. Walsh frames the process as something that often happens during major transitions, such as selling a family home, combining households, or managing a parent's estate. This matters because the difficulty is rarely about volume alone. It is about identity, memory, and change. People are not only deciding what to keep, but also what kind of future they are preparing for. The book's strength is that it treats the emotional weight of the process as legitimate, which makes the practical advice more usable. Rather than pushing readers toward ruthless elimination, it encourages them to understand why the process feels hard. That perspective helps readers avoid the common trap of treating hesitation as failure. In Walsh's approach, acknowledging grief, uncertainty, and attachment is part of making better decisions because it reduces the chance of impulsive regret later. Secondly, using the three-pile method to reduce decision fatigue, one of the book's most practical contributions is its simple sorting framework: keep, toss, or sell, or donate. The value of this method is that it prevents endless reconsideration, which is one of the biggest obstacles in downsizing. Many people struggle because every object seems to deserve a separate emotional debate. The three-pile system creates a clear decision structure that forces immediate classification and prevents stagnation. It is effective because it converts a vague emotional problem into a repeatable process. Once the categories are established, the reader can move through large quantities of items with less mental exhaustion. Walsh's approach also supports momentum, since each round of sorting produces visible progress. The method is especially useful for households with mixed types of clutter, where sentimental objects, practical items, and reusable goods are all intermingled. The book shows that a simple framework can be more powerful than elaborate rules because it lowers friction and helps people act consistently when judgment starts to weaken. Thirdly, managing sentimental objects through a hierarchy of meaning. The book gives special attention to sentimental possessions because they are usually the hardest to handle. Walsh does not suggest that all mementos should be treated equally. Instead, he encourages readers to establish a hierarchy of mementos and collectibles so that the most meaningful items are preserved while the rest can be released. This approach is important because sentimental clutter often grows when people refuse to distinguish between strong memories and passive guilt. A hierarchy helps clarify which items genuinely represent a relationship, moment, or personal history and which ones are being kept only because they are old or emotionally difficult to discard. The practical benefit is that it makes memory selective rather than indiscriminate. Readers can honor the past without turning every object into a sacred relic. That distinction matters in downsizing, where space is limited and keeping everything is impossible. The book's argument is that meaning is not proportional to quantity, and that careful choice often preserves memory more effectively than total retention. Fourthly, letting go of guilt items and obligation-based ownership. Another distinctive theme is the idea of guilt items possessions that are kept out of duty, obligation, or emotional pressure, rather than genuine use or affection. These can include expensive gifts, inherited objects, or things that someone feels should be appreciated simply because they were valuable or came from a family member. Walsh's treatment of guilt items is useful because it separates ownership from moral responsibility. The book suggests that keeping an object just because it cost money or came from someone important does not automatically give it a rightful place in a new home. This is a subtle but important shift, since many people confuse gratitude with permanent possession. By naming guilt as a motivation, the book gives readers permission to make decisions based on current reality rather than inherited expectation. That helps reduce the emotional drag that can make downsizing feel punitive. The result is a more honest standard keep, which fits your life and release what only survives through obligation. Lastly, family cooperation and fair division of heirlooms. The book also addresses the interpersonal side of downsizing, especially the division of heirlooms among family members. This is one of the most delicate parts of the process, because objects can carry symbolic meaning beyond their practical value. Walsh emphasizes family collaboration and careful communication so that heirlooms do not become sources of conflict. But in Morstak, the underlying logic is that people often want the same item for different reasons, and a rushed decision can create lasting resentment. By encouraging discussion and prioritization, the book treats downsizing as a shared family task, rather than a solitary cleanup effort. It also recognizes that not every person can or should keep a physical reminder of every relationship. The process works best when families focus on distribution, memory, and respect, rather than strict equality of objects. This perspective makes the book especially relevant for estate clearing and inherited belongings, where the emotional stakes are high and practical decisions are inseparable from family dynamics. In conclusion, Let It Go is best suited for readers who are facing a real downsizing project rather than those looking for a generic decluttering philosophy. It is especially useful for adults sorting a parent's home, preparing for a move into a smaller space, blending households, or deciding what to do with inherited possessions. The main benefit of the book is its combination of emotional realism and usable structure. It acknowledges grief, hesitation, and family tension while still offering concrete methods for action. That balance makes it more grounded than many minimalist books, which often focus mainly on aesthetics or broad lifestyle change. Walsh stands out because he treats sentimental clutter as a human issue, not a failure of discipline. Readers who want help making decisions without unnecessary guilt will find the book practical and reassuring. It is less about achieving a perfectly sparse home than about creating enough clarity to move forward with less stress, less conflict, and a better sense of what truly deserves space in the next stage of life. If you would like to support Peter Walsh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.